Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Dr. Larry Rast is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I suspect that giving me this text was a setup. I mean, seminary president, at least for now, and send workers into the harvest. So, receive the gift, right? Roll with it and just take advantage of it. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, earnestly pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Set apart to serve. It's all here, right? Ready to go. And set apart to serve is great. It is important. And you should all do everything you can to support it. Because, as we know, the need for pastors and teachers and other church workers in our fellowship is not going to decrease, but to become more pressing. So thanks be to God for set apart to serve. Sermon over. Done. Right? Well, not quite. Actually, I think this text is a little weird, because even as we are invited to pray for workers to be sent, Jesus promises them that their sending will be challenging and full of difficulties. What better way to attract church workers than to say, "Come and die. Come be devoured by wolves. That's what we have for you." We know the story, though. Jesus sends the 72 out, "Go!" And they go. And boy, do they go. A few verses after our text, they return and say, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." They are fired up. It's kind of like fourth-year students coming back to the seminary after fifth grade. They are ready to go, having had a taste of real ministry, and they can't wait to get out of these classrooms where the professors drone on and on and on. They have tasted real ministry, and they are ready to see Satan fall like lightning. And that's where the challenge comes in, because going back to our assigned text, Jesus is abundantly clear regarding the challenges that lie ahead for all his pastors, teachers, evangelists, every one of his priestly believers in their service to him. "Go your way," he says, and doesn't give them any time to think about it or to pray about it. "Go, serve now, and as you do so, be prepared for the hard reality that this service in the kingdom will bring with it hardship. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Wait a minute. Take nothing? Nothing at all? Why not? Because anything you take with you will likely be taken from you. That is the way of service. Oh, we all know the promise of the Lord to take care of us just as he takes care of the flowers and the birds. But for those in professional church work, service means willfully and purposefully putting oneself in danger. And frankly, the words of Jesus are nothing short of terrifying. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. In other words, you don't stand a chance. Because we all know that lambs don't defeat wolves. Right? Wrong. Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Revelation 14:1. The conquering Lamb who takes away the sin of the world has gained the victory over sin, death, and hell by his perfect fulfillment of the law, by paying the ransom for captured sinners, by his resurrection from the dead. And it is this conquering Lamb who now sends his servants into a wolfy world. And what do? Well, as Revelation chapter 14 continues, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Everywhere he goes. And that means their lives take on his life's shape. They have no place to lay their head. They are persecuted and rejected for their confession of the truth. They suffer violence at the hands of sinful men, including their family, friends, and yes, even themselves. Once again, I say, what a great recruitment statement. But then there's another aspect to all of this. They do so largely anonymously. They're named the 72, but none of the individuals in the 72 are named. We don't know them. And frankly, that too is the way of cruciform service. We are called to point to another, not to ourselves. We are called to draw others out of themselves and into Christ. There's a huge book in the president's office at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. Big book. And I put it there. It's the record of students kept by one of my predecessors, August Kramer, in the latter part of the 1800s. And he would write down in this book the name of every incoming student. Their name, then their baptismal date, the pastor who did the baptism, the confirmation, the kind of basic information about their entry and then growth in the kingdom of God, and then the means by which they had prepared themselves to come to the seminary. And then came the longer part, which was their slow progress through seminary towards service. And some of them have excellent written by their name, but not many. Most of them just kind of plod through, grind their way through the preparation that finally results in their being called to serve. It's something that typically took 5 to 8 years. But the thing about this book is that I don't know any of these guys. I read their names, I read the little bit of their story, but I don't know them at all. Which, of course, is the way of service. Because they weren't there to be remembered. They were there to talk about Jesus, to learn to preach to learn to catechize, to learn to celebrate. And they did, and they went out. And because of their faithful service, you and I are here today. And the myriad of other pastors and teachers who prepared themselves in this anonymous way, part of the 72, if you will, broadly speaking. They were the ones, and they are the ones, who caused Satan to fall like lightning in heaven. They are the human instruments through whom God writes the names of his little ones in heaven into the book of life. These faithful, unknown servants. They are the 72. They are you and me. Well, you get the point. But I realize I haven't said anything about the Commission on Theology and Church Relations at this point. And I should, since we're about to install them in their service. So here it is. All of this applies to you CPCR members too. We're delighted that the Lord has set you to this work. I was tempted to say that a commission meeting is something like Dances with Wolves, but that was so corny, I decided not to bring it up. In all seriousness, our service takes any numbers of forms, but the promise is that the Lamb is at work, calling all to himself, even through mundane actions in seminaries, international centers, even the CPCR. Because in the end, it's all about Christ and his unshakable promise to you. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Or again, turning to Luke chapter 10. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.